refreshing bread, daily meditations from the Word of God.
Tuesday, March 14th. Today's meditation is offered by Father Adrian Roșca. Our reading is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 32 through chapter 9, verse 11.
So now, my son, listen to me. Happy are those who keep my ways. Instruction and wisdom do not reject. Happy the man who obeys me. Happy the man watching daily at my gates, waiting at my doorpost. For he who finds me finds life and wins favor from the Lord. But he who misses me harms himself. All who hate me love death. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up her seven columns. She has emulated her victims, mixed her wine. Yes, she has spread her table. She has sent out her servants to cry from the heights over the city. Let whoever is simple turn in here. To those who lack understanding, she says, come, eat of my food and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness that you may live. Advance in the way of understanding. He who corrects an arrogant man earns insult, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs opprobrium. Reprove not an arrogant man, lest he hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Instruct a wise man, and he becomes still wiser. Teach a just man, and he advances in learning. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. To know the law is to lead to a good conscience. In this way, your days will be multiplied, and the years of your life increased.
My dear brothers and sisters, verse 35 of today's readings offers us a treasure of blessings. What more could we want? Wisdom offers us life and God's favor. This is the abundant life. This is the best life. This includes eternal life. Wisdom, it's knowing the perfect will of our loving God for every aspect and choice of life. It is the ability and knowledge to make decisions about every part of our life. How we treat wisdom will have great consequences in our life, for good or evil. If we seek wisdom carefully, we will be blessed. If we neglect it, verse 36 tells us that we must love death and want the destruction of our own soul, for it is coming. My dear brothers and sisters, wisdom will lead us to life, a satisfying and successful life of joy, peace, hope, and happiness. It will bring the favor of God, the blessings of protection, prosperity, and personal friendship with the Almighty. The greatest life and blessing is found believing in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. He also said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. My dear brothers and sisters, our communion with God and the fullness of joy are two marks of this life, and it ends an everlasting life together with Jesus Christ, our Lord and God.
Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. Today's meditation was offered by Father Adrian Roșca, reader Julie Schocksnyder, announcer Raul Bota. Special thanks to Alleluia Press for providing the daily gospel readings.